With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz continues to say it's much ado about nothing. What it is a massive fraud case that just keeps getting bigger. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform expanding the probe into a fraud and money laundering case in Minnesota's social services program. Panel Chairman, Kentucky Republican James Comer, says whistleblowers confirm the taxpayers have been defrauded. Trump administration is suing Washington, D.C. over its gun laws.
In the lawsuit, the administration alleges that the District of Columbia's restrictions on certain semi-automatic weapons run afoul of Second Amendment rights. The Justice Department asserts that the district is imposing unconstitutional bans on AR-15s and other semi-automatic weapons. It's the latest clash between D.C. and President Trump, who over the summer dispatched troops to the nation's capital to fight crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Volunteers throughout Michigan continuing a local tradition of bringing a lot of cheer to kids who are hospitalized during the Christmas season. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
Feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely. Feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the eighth season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. The church apparently is divided when it comes to abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes. Rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say they need to check the label before doffing a cold one. This is SRN News. United States and Nigeria signing a deal for that country's health care system that the Trump administration bills as an American first.
We're
global
here
health.
Because there's a moment in time when we need to close on the memorandum of understanding to be signed between the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the government of the United States of America to deepen our cooperation in health. To strengthen health security and resilience.
That is Nigeria's Minister for Health, Muhammad Ali Pate. Well, the Trump administration is signing deals with a number of African countries whose health systems were crippled after cuts to U.S. aid. A number of those other countries have entered such deals with the United States. Those that previously agreed to receive third country deportees rounded up by immigration. More details, srnnews.com.